Hey there, everybody. How's it going? Maynard here. Another Live with the Times. Today is 5th Aliyah, Chamishi. And we just got done talking about, obviously, this catastrophe of Shalakaka, of not being able to enter the land, and what brought that about. And then here in this week's part, and then this Aaliyah, it completely veers what happens. We start talking about the libation offering, the nesachah, the nesachim offering, the meal offering, and wondering, okay, what's the connection here? Right, it talks about when we have screwed up on something. When we are starting over, we don't know sometimes how to start over. And it's easy to kind of sulk in that place, to feel bad about ourselves, as we talk about, right? It's not the cookie that broke the diet. It's when you feel bad about the cookie and you ate a whole box of cookies. And this is the same thing, right? It would have been so easy for Am Yisrael to feel so bad and to sulk, and then Hashem gave us the proper reaction on how to get back. And that's what getting back to the basics, right? It seems very dry, very not so meaningful. Would have thought, hey, do this, do that, or give some sort of pep talk. Just get back and do an action. Do something that you know. Get back to the basics. Before we start getting off track. And that's what this whole Fifth Aliyah is about, in the sense that, as Rabbi Nachman says, that this offering, or I should say Rashi says that the meal offering, this offering is a poor man's sacrifice. That it's the lowest sacrifice in terms of the cheapest sacrifice, right? But it's when a person is so low, they just desire to connect with Hashem. That they come and bring this offering. I don't have much. I'm in a lot of trouble, financial trouble, spiritual trouble. And I just want to come back to you. I yearn to be close to you again. Right? That a person is confronted with seemingly great obstacles that block them from achieving their goal. In this case, conquering the land. And how many of us are being blocked from achieving our goals? And we feel like, well, how far, how long? Why did I do it again? Why am I here again? Why am I starting over again? Or if I never did it again, why am I starting over? Why do I have to start here? Where am I? And that very yearning from that lowly place is actually what helps dissipate the strong judgments that got us here in the first place. It's to yearn, to yearn, to yearn, the power of yearning, the power to do anything that's going to bring us back to Hashem. And the second part of the Aliyah corresponds to the Geirim, or V'hiyagu etchem ge'ah, or Hashem v'tochvem, v'doseichem, v'asa isha reyach nichoach la'Hashem. Why is it now talking about, yeah, the Geir is going to bring the exact same thing as you bring, and it's except the same as you bring for your generations. It corresponds to haughtiness, right? It's time to bring us back down to humility. The meal offering brings us humility. Realizing that we're not better than anybody is humility. We think that we're something. A person can think they're something because they come from a big pedigree, because they have a, in Judaism they come from a big pedigree, or they come from a family with a lot of wealth, or whatever it may be that made them be haughty. And Hashem is saying, it's time for you to humble. The reason why you screwed up is because you weren't humble. You thought you were better than somebody else. You thought you were better than the stranger. You thought you were better than the convert. You thought that you had things that you were deserving of that other people aren't, that you're better than other people. So Hashem says, this was the issue. This is the problem. And now we got to go back to the basics. To yearn again. To be humble. To realize that we're in a low place. To realize that Hashem does everything. And a person that's in a low place, they have to realize that Hashem loves them. That there's still a place for them. And Hashem is still accepting of their offerings. And they're no better than anybody else. They're no worse than anybody else. So Hashem should bless us to be able to get back to the basics, to do what we can, to yearn to be close to Hashem, to bring a lowly offering, just as much as we want to bring the biggest offering, and to respect everybody, no matter high or low they are, no matter what their status is, and to realize we're no better, no worse than anybody else, to practice true humility so that we too can be at a low place, because the libations, the wine, the water flows to the lowest place. So the most humble you are, the more the good things are going to flow to you. So Hashem bless us. It should flow to all of Am Yisrael, to all of Eretz Yisrael, to all the Jews, and to all the people of the world, that everybody should be humble and together as one, and to see and experience the coming Moshiach, Zikenu, the third base of Mikdash, speedily. L'chaim.